Joining us now is Scott Bullier. He's an economist at the Mercatus Center and Adams Bibby Chair of Free Enterprise and Associate Professor of Economics at Troy University. And you say, Professor, that about 20 states could have a big difficulty in providing this this coverage for uninsured adults, particularly when it's 133% of poverty, right?
That's right. Your clip from Chris Christie there really kind of stole some of my thunder. He's spot on in terms of the direction we should be going with Medicaid. And if you look at the Affordable Care Act and this provision that up to 133% of the federal poverty line income levels have to be covered, anyone below that has to be covered, it could just cripple a number of states. And if you look at what states are going to be affected by it, it's a lot of the fairly poor southern states where they just can't afford another tax to be put on the back of their people.
And Scott, one of the things that is so galling to me, being a former state senator here in Maryland, is the fact that Medicaid is really busting a lot of states as it is right now. Now, to say that you're going to give them 100% of coverage for 3 years means nothing when they have to go to 90% and provide the other 10% after that.
That's exactly right. And that 90% federal coverage is supposedly in perpetuity. I have no idea how the federal government...
Yeah, I believe that when I see it. I believe that when I see it.
Right. Exactly. I completely agree. And, you know, it's just, it's really unlikely. It's a good upfront deal for the states, and it's scary to think of how many will be tempted by it.
Well, the example I give to people looking at this is the whole issue of the stimulus money. A lot of budgets were expanded by states when they got stimulus money. And guess what? A lot of states now have deficits now that the stimulus money isn't coming in. I wonder why that is, Scott.
Yep, that's exactly right. And they got used to living with the stimulus, so the cuts felt that much more deep when the stimulus money went away.
Now, look, when we talk like this, Scott, you know people are going to say those 30 million people, Scott Bullier and C4, care nothing about those 30 million uninsured. But what has to happen is you have to let states really shape their own programs around what they need, right?
That's exactly right. And, you know, the side effects of this program are that a lot of people that we would like to see get ahead and, you know, realize the American dream through hard work and getting jobs are now going to face an incentive to, you know, maybe not work because the insurance plan is actually going to be better to just be unemployed. So there's going to be a significant unemployment effect from people making the rational choice to just go on Medicaid. And then there's another unemployment effect in that the program has to be paid for out of taxes. And, you know, that's going to come off of the backs of business
and
middle-income individuals.
And with over 50% of Americans now not paying any form of federal tax, you know, what you're looking at is that group under 50 again getting hit with a brand new tax.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know how much more that group can handle. It's the budgetary math just doesn't add up, and it really is just math.
That's all it works out to, numbers. And you're like a numbers man. He's an economist. Professor Scott Bullier is with us, and we're talking about the Supreme Court decision that really isn't getting as much play as I think it should get, because it really expands beyond just Medicaid when it comes to the federal government threatening states that if they don't do X, Y, Z, we're going to withhold your highway money if you don't do something with seatbelts. So it just goes in a lot of directions. But if states like Florida and ones I'm looking at now, Florida, Iowa, Louisiana, and South Carolina have said they're not taking this, if more states do this, what do you see down the road? The federal government has got to respond if these states say we're not going to do this.
Yeah, I think they will, and it really depends on what happens in the fall in election. Wisconsin should be added to. Scott Walker has been saying he's not going to take the money either.
He's kind of been hedging, though. Yeah, he's hedging, Scott.
You're exactly right. But, you know, so if a lot of states, you know, hold tight and hold together on it, you have to believe that the federal government's going to have to be responsive to their concerns. I think the federal government would be very responsive if Mitt Romney, you know, becomes our next president. If Obama is reelected, my guess is that they're just going to delay and slow down Obamacare because it's running behind schedule as it is already. And, you know, they'll revisit some of the concerns that the states have. But I think that, you know, if it really comes down to the election, if there's a reelection of Obama, this is going to take shape in some form.
Look, we've talked a little bit nationally about Medicare fraud, but at the state level, you know, we've had issues here in this state of Maryland with Medicaid fraud stories coming out. I don't hear a lot of discussion as we're talking about expanding roles, dealing with the billions that are involved with Medicaid fraud.
Yeah, so there's a lot of Medicaid fraud that's been reported, not only in your state, Illinois, a number of them, and that certainly could be cleaned up. Another thing, if you look at what we're doing with Medicaid benefits, is we're providing a lot of what are called optional benefits. So these are benefits states do not have to provide, but they get on this gravy train of federal matching money, and they provide a whole lot of coverage. So when my wife and I had a kid 2 years ago, we had to actually drive to the hospital, and we had to stay in a hotel and, you know, get treatment.
Right.
For the delivery of the child. Someone on Medicaid gets their gasoline paid for, gets their hotel paid for.
That's nice.
And it becomes like a nice little vacation. And this is an optional benefit. It doesn't have to be there, and it gets abused severely.
Can I say Greece? Can we talk Greece or,
sure.
or Spain? I mean, think about it. That's exactly what has brought them to their knees.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They're a little bit ahead of us in terms of collapse.
Well, Professor Scott Bullier, I appreciate you joining the show. He's an economist at the Mercatus Center and Associate Professor of Economics at Troy University. Great talking with you.
Thank you. You too. Thanks a lot.